This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Uh-oh.
No, I just recorded it. You're fine. I just hit record.
Okay, is it starting to record?
Yeah, I just did it so that we can, whenever you start, we're recorded.
Okay, let's give them a few more minutes. It's not quite 6 o'clock yet.
No. I can get my computer to wake up. Not that I need it. I don't. But well, it says in power mode. Does that keep it from, you know, waking up? Power mode? I never saw that before, but whatever. I don't need it anyway.
Betty, was your class today or is it tomorrow?
Starts tomorrow. So I got in a few minutes. I hadn't been here more than about 45 minutes. And it seems so strange. You know, of course, you got to come in and, you know, nobody wants to touch you or get close to you. And
yeah. Is this your first on the road?
Uh-huh.
Marina Santetti?
I brought some disinfectant spray, so I've been spraying down my hotel room.
Hey, girl.
Spray on the lady. I've got about 40 masks, different masks with me to coordinate with whatever I decide to wear.
Oh, God, y'all, this is so funny.
Hi, it's Maureen Poole.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi, everyone.
Sweetheart.
Hello.
Nice to hear some voices.
Yeah. Nice to hear yours.
Yay.
Thank you.
Hi, Maureen. This is Marina Fendetti, actually. Nice to meet you on the phone.
Hi.
Oh, wonderful.
Hi.
So glad you made
How
it.
How are you? Thank you. Yes, thanks for having me. Nice to speak with you all, and thanks again for letting me be a part of this.
Of course. Virginia.
Karen Tucker, Chicago.
Virginia Youngblood, Charlotte.
Hey,
hi, Virginia. Hi.
June Carter.
Hi, Jim.
June Carter.
Hello.
Linda Minogue, Chicago.
Hey, Linda.
Hi, Darwin.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Karen Dunker, Chicago.
Hey, Karen. Hey. I just wanted a few more people to get on before we get started, but we'll get started. Maybe give them one more minute, you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Whatever you desire.
I know it, because I'm in charge tonight, right? Me and Lynn.
Yep. You're
the boss. You're the
boss.
I'm the boss.
Yes.
I'm the boss. Okay.
What's that?
And I don't call me bossy bossy for nothing.
That's us. That's us.
Janetta Montgomery.
Hello.
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 Hello, hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Anna Montgomery. Hi.
Welcome.
Yeah, I'm afraid if we start too soon, people are going to be coming on all during when I'm supposed to be talking to y'all.
Well, that is normal. So you want to start. So, no concern.
Yeah. Because we can't mute people ourselves. They have to mute themselves, so.
Yeah.
We don't have the power.
It's only 2 minutes after, so. You know, it's a grace period, Betty. It's a grace period.
Oh, Betty, you're not going to be able to mute the call?
No. Jenny only has the power to mute. So everybody on the call will have to mute themselves.
Usually if you're the admin for the call, you can mute it, you know?
Well, Krista's been trying all day to figure out how to make it work. And because Jenny has a separate account to get on.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And we don't have it, so. but we're okay. We've had to do this before, so mm-hmm. we can handle it.
I have a code somewhere unless the company changed. I'm talking about the phone company. That's not me. It's the door. I'm sorry. You know, I love to lighten up the room. Well, here's what I have from the other one. I don't know if y'all want to experiment. I don't think it would blow up. It's *5. That mutes.
Yep, it doesn't mute it, unfortunately. I tried that one and *6. Yeah, I tried that today.
Okie dokie.
I bet you could call it on the phone and see if it would work, but it won't work on mine.
I don't think I'm any more special than anybody else is. So.
I don't know, you're in touch.
So what was it, *5?
It was that little *5, and that says, to mute all participants. The audience can unmute themselves by pushing something else, but that's for the... press *5, I still shoot, for the second time to put all participants on mute without the capacity of unmuting themselves. I don't know if anybody's known that, but like I said, it may be different. This is Ring Central. Mm-hmm. Are we still with Ring Central, Betty, Krista, Lynn?
I muted them.
I muted them,
y'all.
I forgot. Good job.
You are right. Well,
you got the power.
I guess we'll just get started then.
Whatever you want.
Okay. Thank you, guys, all of you, for being on tonight. I really do appreciate it. This is our last call for the year. It's hard to believe that it's November. Thanksgiving's around the corner, and then, of course, Christmas, and we've had quite a year. I just, it's really kind of exciting for me because in March of this year, I was teaching a class, I think it was in York, Pennsylvania, when we got the word they were, wanted everybody to lock down, and I'm like, oh, my Lord, I can't be up here. I need to get home. And I made it home and have not taught a live class since then until I will do my first live class in Nashville starting tomorrow. So it's kind of like, yay, this is, yeah, okay. So we've been teaching virtual. Life has been a lot different for all of us. There have been a lot of challenges, but a lot of success stories too. So I guess one thing we learn in our own business is that we have to learn to be flexible and go with the flow and find other ways to bring in business than maybe what we're used to. Jenny's unable to be here tonight. She would normally be doing the call. And she sent me a letter to read to everybody. So I'm going to go ahead and read this first, and then Barb will give us some inspiration after that. Okay, so this is from Jenny. To all our wonderful IHOP members on this call, I first want to say I am so sorry for missing tonight's call. Since this is our last call for 2020, I wanted to share so much with all of you about the past couple of months of activities, and unfortunately, I'm not able to do that in person. I made flight reservations to return home for my sister-in-law's memorial, and the one flight we were able to get conflicted with the IHOP call. So I asked Betty to please read this message to you all so I can relay some thoughts. We are in our season of Thanksgiving, and I wanted to say thank you for being a part of our association. From those who have stepped up to be leader in the leadership role on our board and in our regional chapters, to our members who work to serve their communities during Worldwide Service, a Staging Service Week,
the members who help strengthen our association and industry by believing collaboration with others leads to greater success. You are all valued and appreciated. You are what makes our association special. When people come to our events and share, they feel so welcomed and can sense and feel the genuine warmth we have for each other that tells me our association truly is the heart of the industry. I'm proud of that quality that sets our association apart from others. This year has been one of the challenges we have had to overcome and figure out how to adapt to uncharted territory. And I believe as an industry and as an association, we have done an admirable job remaining viable and strong. I know it has not been easy for many people, from concerns about being able to operate a business to avoiding exposure to a virus that seems to have a mind of its own. We've had to show true resiliency and adaptability as we move forward. As we enter the holiday season, which is usually a time for celebration and family, many people are still isolated and unable to be together with loved ones. I hope and pray that as we finish out 2020 and turn the corner into 2021, we will see the return of normalcy for our lives and businesses and the ability for us once again to gather together. And I want to encourage all of us to remain positive and focused on the greater good. Don't get caught up in the negativity and drama that divides and creates strife, and avoid labeling and limiting interaction with others. Oh, y'all, I'm trying to change the page and it's stuck. Who may have differing beliefs than you. We are all much bigger than that, and that takes a conscious effort to focus on the goodness and commonalities we share. This past weekend, I was reminded about what is important in life, relationships. My sister-in-law, Anne, was memorialized by friends and family in a beautiful tribute. Her life impact was not measured by things. Not one person talked about the car she drove or what type of house she lived in or the clothes she wore. Everyone shared about how she touched and impacted them and others through prayer, action, and compassion. And she will remain an inspiration and inspiring example for me and others to focus on people and how we can help them along their journeys. That is why I serve in the roles I do. My heart truly is about giving back and helping others succeed. IHOS helps support our business goals and, more importantly, provides us with the connections to people who we care about, which to me is one of the best side benefits of belonging to our association. This Thanksgiving season, take time to reach out to those in your life who matter. Make that call, write that email, text or letter, and let them know you're thinking of them, love them, and are thankful for them. Don't put off sharing how important loved ones are to you. Know that I appreciate and care about you all as you are part of my staging and IHOS family, and that makes you a valuable part of my life. Happy Thanksgiving to all. Jenny. And I second all of that. So
nice.
That's very, very nice. Okay, Barb.
Hello. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Dear Betty. Hello, everyone. I'm so excited to be with you. It's an honor. It truly is. I am so grateful for each one of you and the journey that you've been taking in the aging industry. Those of you that have attended my classes, our classes, became a really important part of our wonderful association. And we're all around the world. It's just fabulous. What I would like to share some thoughts with you about, and I'm going to talk fairly quickly because a number of things that I would like to share and still be on time. And so, dearest Betty has said that anywhere between 10 to 15 minutes, and it would probably be shorter than that. What I'd like to focus on and ask you to join me with this is the key of gratitude. Now, we cannot exercise much power without gratitude, because it's the gratitude that keeps you and me connected with the power. I'm going to read that again on the notes that I made myself, and you cannot express much power with gratitude. And that's because gratitude is what keeps you connected with the power. Now, we all know people that have had, you know, the worst imaginable situations that have changed their lives completely, and they did it through gratitude. Diseased hearts healing, tumors disappearing, you know, broken relationships repaired, transforming relationships with their children and teenagers, and teachers transforming students. And so you and I may have seen people that were in total poverty become wealthy through gratitude. And that is so empowering to observe that and even be a part of that with lives that you've touched. People turning around, businesses that aren't going well. And one of the things that I have to be grateful for is our creativity, because there are so many ways to do our business. And it's, you know, a possibility that someone gets really discouraged and frustrated because what they were doing isn't what they're doing right now. And I say, open your heart and your mind to gratitude and be thankful for your creativity and just challenge it. And you are a genius. And I've said that for years, and I don't make that up. I really know that each of you, all of us, are born with the gift God gave us. And one of those powerful gifts is creativity. So people who have suffered from anxiety during this time, and even illness, have restored themselves to really great health through gratitude. Now, when you think about the great ones that we may quote from our lifetime in different fields of expertise, gratitude was one of the highest expressions that they had of love. Now, I always say that staging is about love, because we all love what we do. We love what we do for them. The buyers love the house. The neighborhood loves the house. On and on. And so when we are grateful, we're living in an exact way with law of the universe. And you may know, and maybe some of us don't, why do you think Jesus said thank you before he ever performed every miracle? Did you know that? I had forgotten that. Thank you before he had performed every miracle. So every time you feel grateful, you are giving love. Please remember that. And whatever you give, you receive. So whether you're giving thanks to a person or feeling, are you grateful for a car, a vacation, a sunset, a house, an exciting event? You are giving love for those things, and you will receive back more joy, more health, more money, more amazing experiences, more incredible relationships, and more opportunities. It's really, really true. So I ask you to do this with me right now. I want you to think of someone or someone you're really grateful for right now. Is a person perhaps you love more than anyone else in the world? Maybe it's a neighbor, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's an associate, but someone you're really grateful for or something. And I ask us all to focus in on that person or event and think about the things you love and are grateful for and about that person. Then in your mind, or out loud, in your mind even, you can tell that person all those things you love and are grateful for about them, as though they were right there with you. Tell them all the reasons you love them. You can recall particular instances or moments by saying, remember the time when? And as you're doing that, the gratitude that begins to fill your heart and body. Now I ask us, because this thought came to me when I was preparing what I wanted to share with you tonight, and you know, this is a great thing I can do at Thanksgiving. Now, I know many people are really concerned because of the virus, and they want to have people over, and then, you know, well, can we risk it, that kind of thing? It's really important to remember that this is a very evil virus. And I wouldn't have my daughter here for the world because I want her to be alive next year. And what I can do is Zoom, which I've already set the date because her birthday's coming, and she's getting up there in age. Woo! It really is surprising when you look at our children as they grow. And those are the things I'm going to look in the eyes. And I can even touch the screen, and I have her put her hand on the screen too. And I can share with her eye to eye exactly all those things that I love about her and that I really appreciate about her. It's a perfect time to do that when we may not be able to be with the ones we love. And next year have three Thanksgivings. Seriously. Easter can be a Thanksgiving. The 4th of July can be a Thanksgiving. Have it anytime you want. It's like your birthday. You can do it the day you want or do it all year long. In fact, we should be. And I really believe in being grateful and thankful all year long. And I believe you believe the same. But the thing is, sometimes we get so occupied and moving on that gerbil, so to speak, and the production is really rolling out, that perhaps sometimes we get off that, you know, that track of really constantly thinking about gratitude. So Albert Einstein, who's one of my heroes, was one of the greatest scientists that ever lived. His discoveries completely changed the way we see the universe. And when asked about his achievements, this blew me away, Einstein spoke only of giving thanks to others. Think about that. One of the most brilliant minds that has ever lived thanked others for what they've given to him. And he thanked all day long 100 times a day. Gratitude, gratitude. That means at least 100 times a day that Einstein gave love. Is it any wonder that life revealed so many of its mysteries to Albert Einstein? And in his writings, he says, 100 times every day, I remind myself that my inner and outer life depend on the labors of other men, living and dead, and that I must exert myself in order to give in the same measure as I have received and still receiving. He was born in 1879 and passed in 1955. I would love to have met him, and I'm so grateful for his writing. I'd like you to write this down, any of you that might be making notes on paper. Gratitude is my greatest multiplier. Great sentence, isn't it? Gratitude is my greatest multiplier because gratitude is the great multiplier of life. Life itself. You know, if the only prayer you have ever said in your entire life is, thank you. The writer and the theologian that lived from 1260, we thought they didn't know how to do anything or even think great thoughts, and died in 1328, said that. Wow. If the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, that is an, his last name was Eckhart. Gratitude begins with two simple words, thank you. But you have to feel the gratitude with all your heart. So here's what I ask us to do. Grateful for everything you've received in your life in the past. Okay? 3 guidelines I want to share with us. Be grateful for everything you received in your life in the past. 2, be grateful for everything you're receiving in your life right now. In the present. And 3, be grateful for what you want in life as though you've already received it. It's so important. I've shared some steps on that through my speaking. It just feels so good inside to bring that back home again. And I hope that means a lot to you as well. Because when we're not grateful for what we've received, you're not giving love. And you don't have the power to change any of your current circumstances. However, when we give thanks for what we've received and are continuing to receive, it multiplies those things. At the same time, gratitude brings what you want. Be grateful for what you want in your life as though you'd already received it. And I promise you the law of attraction says that you must receive it. Can you imagine that something so simple as being grateful can multiply everything you love and completely change your life? Wow. Because gratitude for the abundance you've received is the best insurance that abundance continue. When we use gratitude a little, your life will change a little. When you use gratitude a lot every day, your life will change in what you can hardly imagine now. I'm serious. It's really the truth. Not only does gratitude multiply everything in our lives, it also eliminates the negative thing. So no matter what negative situation I might find ourselves in, we can always find something to be grateful for. And as you do, you harness the force of love that eliminates the negativity. It really does. Another thing you might want to quickly write down is gratitude is the bridge to love. Gratitude is the bridge to love. So as we're quiet and ready enough, we shall find compensation in every disappointment. I thought of this a lot yesterday, and I wrote something myself several days ago about labeling people. Perhaps Jenny wrote it and not read it. I hope she liked it as well, and I hope that some of you have read it too. I know Lynn and Betty and Sandra have, and really it's amazing when we think of that. Thoreau said, when we're quiet and ready enough, we shall find compensation in every disappointment. Things happen that we want, seriously. And right now, where there's a lot of challenges all around the world, it's not just here, it's everywhere around the world, the economy and the illness and people passing away, et cetera, et cetera. And when my daughter experienced that horrific accident that really changed her entire life, I said, okay, I'm looking for the good. I want to find the good. And I said, it's right in front of me. She's still alive. And she's a beautiful person, whether she is 6 years old, mental, or 18. And I've shared, I think, once or twice, that the words I came up with to talk with her doctor about and saying if she gets well, as soon as she gets well. I later realized that these were things that came out of her experience that I started using, and that applied them to all the sellers. And that's a lot of what the course that I designed and built these years is made from and of. And look at the good that's touched through you, so many other people. Seriously. So it's impossible to feel sad, have negative feelings when you're grateful. So when we're in the midst of a difficult situation, still look for something to be grateful for. And when you find one thing, look for another and then another. Because every single thing that you need to be grateful for changes the situation. Gratitude is the bridge from negative feelings to harnessing the force and the power of love. I love this. You might want to write that this down too. Gratitude is a vaccine. You know, all the news is talking about vaccines. Thank God. We pray that those are going to be really great vaccines. Gratitude is a vaccine. It's an antiseptic. It really is. So as something good happens to you in your day, give thanks. It doesn't matter how small it is, say thank you. When you get that perfect parking spot or the light turns green as you're, say thank you. And give thanks for your senses, your eyes, your ears, heart, your legs, your hands. Give thanks for your home, family, friends. Give thanks to the trees, the animals, the ocean, there's no limit to it. And in ordinary life, we hardly realize that we receive a great deal more than we ever give, and that it is only with gratitude that life becomes rich. So use the power of gratitude, practice it. The more you feel gratitude, the more love you give. Remember, it's love. Are you grateful for your health? Wonderful. Be thankful. Gratitude. As you have a good night's sleep, be grateful for that. And so even walking from your bedroom into your room, you can still be saying something like, I love this room. I'm so grateful for it. Wow. Because be grateful. Gratitude costs you absolutely nothing, but it's worth everything. And it's worth more than all the riches in the world, because gratitude enriches you with all the riches in life, because whatever you're grateful for multiplies and multiplies. I am so grateful for each of you. I love you. Be safe and happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you, Barb. We're grateful for you and for everybody else that's on this call. Thank you so much. Okay, Lynn. Now, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and say this. Lynn is helping me with this call tonight. And Lynn is...
I'm doing a great job, aren't I?
Well, you're getting ready to. You're getting ready to.
Yeah.
Because now you're going to talk about two of our big training classes coming up.
Yes, I am. You asked me to talk about the master's course, and I am happy to do that because for me personally, it was life-changing. I think I was with Barb in 2013. Doesn't seem that long ago, but it was just an incredible week. And it is for those folks that want to, you know, who have become ASPs and they're ready to move on to the next level. The things that you learn in the master's, you know, you look at all your business processes and your systems. You look at how you're doing things and how you can do them differently and better. There's a lot of discussion around best business practices and what systems you can use to be a better business person. There's a lot of role playing. If I recall, Barb, we had a lot of role playing when we were doing it. But it's a great way for you to learn not only from the industry leaders, but also from colleagues from all over the place. For instance, when I took the class, one of the people that was in my class was Verena, who lives over in Europe. And I would have never met her otherwise, but, you know, we have this connection now that is very dear to me. So that is, you know, that is one of the beautiful things about the Masters, is when you get to come together with other like-minded stagers who really want to be the absolute best at their profession, and you just learn about all the things you're doing and ways to improve. And I will tell you my experience and that of others is that you come out of that week and your business explodes because you're looking at it in a completely different way. So my understanding is we will be having one starting January 22nd, and it's 5 days. Betty, did she find a location yet for that?
Well, I think it's going to be virtual. I think it's January the 19th
sure.
through the 20th. I think it's the 19th through the 22nd, and it is going to be virtual. I don't think anything's going to change.
You're right, virtual this year. I'm sorry, you're right. The 19th through the 22nd. Yeah, for some reason I thought that
right.
Was trying
it's
to do
4 days.
It.
Yeah. 4 days. It's 4 days. Right.
Oh,
right.
Okay. So, okay. Cause I
and
know
then there's this other
been...
one. You're. And
yes.
Tell them about the advanced stager training.
I would be happy to do that. So as you all know, IHOS is an industry leader, but we collaborate with other industry leaders and have put together this advanced stager training. And it is for those, it's for the target audience of people running six-figure home staging businesses. And the goal really is to workshop and learn from each other, you know, so you can have open and honest conversations. And, you know, when I was at the last one I attended, you know, we talked a lot about employee and team retention and, you know, some challenges just being the business owner. But it's just a really great way to come together with others that are sharing the same challenges and successes and learning from one another. So it's facilitated by, you know, association leaders and coaches and trainers. And it's just a wonderful 2 days. The next one is in Jacksonville, Florida, and that will be on February 13th and 14th, which is a weekend. And they're working out logistics and details around hotels now, but it's a great opportunity to get with folks and just up your game, up your ante. So it's a worthwhile experience.
Great. Thank you, Lynn. And, you know, there's so much training going on. What a great time during this pandemic thing to get training, because so much of it, there's, you know, complementary training, there's training, you know, for beginners, training, you know, all the way up to people who just want more and more. And I have a degree in education myself, and I love education. And, you know, I'm watching people taking classes and courses that, you know, maybe at another time in their life, they might not have had the time to do it. So thank you guys all for continuing to learn and educate yourself. There's so much more out there that we're going to be doing. So excited about that. Now, this has been a year for challenges. We'll just call them some challenges. And one of them was we were supposed to have a live conference in 2020 in Colorado, in Denver. And, you know, as we started to approach it closer and closer, we all of a sudden began to realize it's not going to happen. You know, the hotel couldn't accommodate the number of people we were talking about. Of course, travel was a problem. And so my hat is off to Jenny and Joseph and all those that really worked hard to turn our live into a virtual. And, you know, for those of you that joined our virtual conference this year, we've heard so many great things about it. And I know there were some, you know, some logistic problems and things like that. But overall, the caliber of speakers and what we learned, I thought, was well worth going ahead and having the conference virtually. So thank you all for those of you that were able to attend it. We had a good number that attended it, so thank you so much. And then Lynn's going to tell you about the conference coming up next year.
Well, I can tell you when it is and where it is, but Betty pretty much just did that for us, so it's all good.
Yeah. So,
Anyway, it is going to be in Denver, Colorado, and it is, am I supposed to tell people? I'm not sure. Was I supposed to tell people yet?
Oh, yes, it's already been announced.
Okay,
it's already been announced.
All right, September 24th through the 26th, and we're really looking forward to all being together again, because we know there's so much great energy and power when we're all in person together. So many of the speakers from the virtual conference will be participating, and then we will be adding others as well. So for any of you who have never been to a conference, I can tell you that it is an unbelievably transformative experience. And I think one of the things that is special about IHOS is just the connection people feel to each other. And I've been to other conferences, and I haven't had that same feeling. So people really walk away feeling connected. And it's a very powerful, not only do you learn so much information and you get to see our vendors and learn about what they have to offer us as stagers, but just all the different types of learning around business practices and design trends and technology and, you know, meeting those special people you don't get to see but once a year. It's a really, it's a very magical weekend. So I hope you'll all come.
Yes, yeah, so and there'll be a whole lot of hugging going on.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, Lynn. Okay, Catherine Swan, Mama Swan, I had asked her to talk about the new iHouse magazine, and unfortunately, she's traveling and wasn't able to get on the call with us, but I wanted to just tell you a little bit about what the vision is for that magazine, and hopefully you've seen it. iHouse members have been out there, and you've seen it. It's beautiful. Very high-end looking. Content was good. And so I'm really excited that this is something that we're going to see going forward every month from here on. So Catherine, I asked Catherine to tell us a little bit about it, and she's not here. So I'm going to be reading something she sent to me. First of all, Catherine, let me tell you a little bit about Catherine. Catherine credits her daughter, y'all know Kimberly Swan, her encouragement to join the staging industry in 2009 when they became accredited staging professionals. They launched Two Swans of Staging, which was rebranded in 2018 to Staging Oklahoma. They received their master's in 2018. Before discovering her passion for the staging industry, Catherine spent 30 years as a human resources professional in a Fortune 500 company. Believing in giving back to her community, Catherine is affiliated with numerous civic boards and organizations. She is a published writer, a newspaper correspondent, and creator of an award-winning Historic Society newsletter and co-editor of staging creator Barb Schwartz's new book, Staging the World. Catherine is so excited to be a contributing member of the iHouse team and is looking forward to developing the new iHouse magazine. And there's a little side note here. For some of y'all know this. Catherine's husband passed away, and she says she feels blessed to be a part of the iHouse family and the support that has been intended following her husband's passing in April after a valiant fight with cancer. She is also blessed with the love and support of Kimberly, son Pete, and extended family, including Jim's gift of 5 months old, I probably may pronounce this, it's a type of dog, Cavapoochons, and their names are Gracie and Gunner. So that's a little bit about her. So I feel we're very fortunate to have somebody that really has done newsletters and magazines before. And so this is the vision. She and Jenny, she said, we're so excited about the response to the inaugural issue of the iHouse magazine. With your support, there's no limit to what we can achieve. While we have an idea for the magazine's mission statement, I welcome your input. So if anybody has any input they'd like, you know, to say about the magazine or the mission statement, feel free to, you know, to send that in. Basically, the iHouse magazine goal is to be a staging industry platform for education, fraternization, recognition of members, chapters, and sponsors. In order to accomplish this, I encourage each of you to submit your suggestions and ideas for future magazine topics and what format you would like to see as the magazine evolves. Along with your suggestions and ideas, we would love for you to submit pictures of individual, group, and chapter projects. Since I love writing, I hope to join Jenny with an occasional blog of my own. So here's her lineup, the lineup for the January issue, 2001 Business Planning and Goal Setting, a featured stager or maybe stagers, chapter highlights, vendor highlights, tips for success, and industry updates. And then there's some other ideas there bouncing around about inspirational column by Barb, staging question and answer section, letters to the editor,
and staging humor, which I think that would be hysterical to have, you know, something that was humorous in it, and many convention highlights. So this magazine, I hope you did see it. If you didn't, go back out and try to find it. You know, it's on the IHOS website along with other places, and it's really stellar. I'm real proud of the way it has its first edition looks and all the content. So wonderful. Thank you, guys. Okay, Lynn, the yes. World Staging Projects, we just want to thank people.
Yes, that's right, we do. You know, the power together, we always talk about that, right? That, you know, one person's powerful, but together we do more wonderful things, and our reach is that much further out. And we want to thank everybody for their participation in Worldwide Services Staging Week. I know that when we give back, we also get so much out of it. And just spending time together doing something for others always makes us feel good. And it brings us back to the gratitude. And that was so important. But that really is what about Worldwide Services Staging Week is giving back and showing our gratitude to those around us and the skills we have and how we can affect change around us. So thank you, people. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. How's that, Betty?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, everybody. Okay, so I have Krista on the call. Miss Krista, are you there?
I am here.
Would you like to, is there anything that you, how about the vendor program? How's it coming? I know you haven't been able to get out, as usual. Right.
Well, we still have lovely vendors. We have quite a few that are listed on our vendor directory on the IHOP side. They are active vendors, very supportive of us. So I welcome all of you to go to that vendor directory and, you know, help to support them as much as they will help to support you with some really excellent deep discounts that they're offering this year. We have some new ones in there as well that came in on the 2020 conference. I do want to say something about the conference, on the 2020 conference. It's actually still available. So if anybody on this call was unable to participate, you can still view it. You just need to, you can reach out to me and I can help hook you up into that conference where you can see all the wonderful speakers and education and, again, all the vendors that we, the new vendors that we brought on board. For 2021, hopefully we can get out. Sandra, hopefully, myself, we can get out to the shows as soon as we're all safe and able to travel again, and then we'll reach out and we'll have more vendors that we'll bring on. But I do want to say thank you to all of you for supporting IHOSP and being a part of IHOSP, and you're just all great, and I love talking to all of you all the time. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Krista. You're just priceless when it comes to our business and all that you're doing. And I can't wait to see you get back out there because there is such an advantage to being out there. And I know even the vendors are trying to find ways to show us what they have if you can't be there.
Right.
So
right.
So hopefully next year it's going to be a whole different story.
Hope so. Fingers crossed, everybody.
Yeah, we're praying for that.
Yep.
Okay, Ms. Lynn, do you have anything else you want to add?
Just that it's a pleasure to be with you all. I've missed everybody, so it's nice to hear voices. And that's it.
Okay. And I just want to tell you guys, and I know we're, you know, we can't hear you guys. I'd love to be able to hear your voices. On the other end, I guess I could unmute people. Oh, no, it just said all callers, you're muted. Well, anyway, I hope we've covered, you know, things, you know, just kind of a capsulization of what's been happening this year. You know, if you have stories, you know, we'd love to hear some of your stories, your challenges, but how you overcame them, you know, and defeated the enemy.
you know, it would be great to hear some of your stories. So I just appreciate you guys, all of you guys, so much. And I'm sorry Jenny isn't here tonight because this is our last call. But I know that she, you know, in her letter, appreciates you, you know, everybody so much and all your hard work and also your support. And, you know, we can't do this without each and every one of you. So I'm looking forward to next year. I am finishing up my presidency this year, so we will have a new president next year.
I'm so proud of you, Betty. I'm so proud of you, may I say.
Yeah,
thank
you.
I'm so proud of you. Thanks for everything you've done for all of us and given.
Well, it's been an interesting ride. I can say that, but I'm just so proud of everybody, and I'm proud of this organization, and you know, just couldn't feel more grateful of where my life is, and you know that you guys are in my life, and I can't wait to see you next year. I'll get my hands on you.
Yep.
So.
Yes.
Okay, so unless anybody else has anything they want to say, we're going to go ahead and finish up the call. Anybody else want to add anything?
Well, I'm just so joyful to be with you all. It means the world to me, and I miss you all so much, and that is everyone that can hear my voice. It's just so special, all the great things that you are doing. And I really believe you're miracles as you listen to your creativity to move forward into the new businesses that will continue to grow and grow as this virus is, you know, brought in to a close. And yet, there's so many great things you're doing that can also spin off and build into other ways to serve people in staging. By that I mean, you know, consultation, staging, resale, staging, taking all of those. And keep up your great, great work. And I thank you, Lynn. I thank you, Betty, so much.
Thank you, Jenny.
I thank you, from Sweetie. I thank you, Krista. And I thank you, Sandra and Catherine. And the list goes on. Love you all.
Mary and Virginia.
Yeah, take good care of yourself.
We love you all. We love you all.
Thank you, Barb. Thanks, Betty.
Thank you, Barb.
Lynn, thank you.
Okay, thank you,
Betty.
Guys. Happy
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Night-night.
Oh, we got to unmute.